high-stakes political case. It's headed to the nation's highest court. I'm Deborah Valentine, Fox News. The U.S. Supreme Court will consider Colorado's decision to disqualify former President Trump from the Republican primary ballot. Fox's Jared Halpern has more.
Arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court are set for February 8th in a case that could determine ballot access for former President Trump in several states. Justices agreed to take up the appeal from the former president's legal team after Colorado's Supreme Court ruled the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause disqualifies Donald Trump from again serving as president. Maine's Secretary of State made a similar ruling. That decision is being appealed in state courts for now. Challenges to former President Trump's ballot access are being considered in several other states. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Former President Trump is set to hold two campaign events in Iowa, which coincide with the third anniversary of the January 6th attack. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has more.
President Trump looks to shore up his support in the Hawkeye State, taking part in rallies in Newton before headlining a campaign event in Clinton. The former president is expected to attack President Biden's economic policies. The events come 3 years since the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, a focus of President Biden's first major campaign speech of the year Friday.
Political violence is never, ever acceptable in the United States political system. Never, never, never. It has no place in a democracy. None.
The president telling a crowd in Pennsylvania former President Trump's lies brought a mob to D.C., slamming his efforts to challenge 2020 election results. The former president responding, calling his opponent a true threat to democracy. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Pentagon confirming Friday that U.S. Defense Secretary Austin has been hospitalized since Monday. It's due to complications following a minor elective medical procedure. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Millions under a winter weather watch. Fox's Christina Coleman gives us the details.
Winter weather alerts have been issued for about 35 million people along the eastern seaboard from Maine to the Carolinas ahead of a developing storm that could become the first nor'easter of the year. Crews are standing by with plows and road salt to prevent residents from crashing in what could turn out to be very dangerous driving conditions in this stormy weather. The National Weather Service predicts the storm could bring heavy snow to the northeast and also flash flooding and severe thunderstorms to the Gulf Coast and Florida over the weekend. Their short-range forecast from the Weather Service predicts 6 to 12 inches of snowfall, mainly north and west of I-95 from Philadelphia to Providence.
An ocean influence may prevent coastal communities from New York City and south from seeing the same amount of snowfall as places like Boston. Another batch of documents pertaining to the Jeffrey Epstein case have been unsealed. Fox's Jackie Abanez has the latest.
The third batch of unsealed documents to come from the Jeffrey Epstein case revealing new details in the private life of the disgraced financier. The newly public documents allege Epstein and his associates would stalk nightclubs looking for teenage girls. A driver for Epstein detailing the horrifying process. Meanwhile, more details are emerging about Prince Andrew, Epstein's butler, claiming that the prince would get daily massages while staying for weeks at Epstein's Florida mansion. And we're learning more about Epstein's deposition in 2016. He reportedly invoked the Fifth Amendment some 500 times. Epstein also avoided questions about Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation during the deposition.
More documents are expected to be unsealed. The FBI making three arrests this morning in connection to the January 6th Capitol riot, the three being arrested in Groveland and Lake County, Florida. The defendants set to appear in federal court on Monday, January 8th. I'm Deborah Valentine, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.